If you love Christmas, then all your Christmases have come at once.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas!
This is Christmas Podding, the podcast dedicated to all things Christmas.
Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Now you're all downloaded, let's talk about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton. This is Christmas Podding.
Well, hi everyone. Thanks for joining us. Welcome along to Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. This is the only Australian Christmas podcast that talks all things Christmas. Merry Christmas, Vanessa.
Merry Christmas to my fellow leading Christmas broadcaster of Australia.
What? Oh, well, that's what
just
the ABC.
Our other title.
That's what the ABC calls us, aren't I? We've been living on that for a while, folks. I'll tell you what.
Oh, we will continue to.
We actually put it on our Facebook page. That's how impressed we were.
That's why it was front of my mind, you know.
Hey, it's the truth. It's how we've been described. Yeah. We've got so much to talk about on this week's podcast. Which American 90s band has released a Christmas album? We're going to let you know. Did we need it? We'll go through it a little. I mean, this random band pops up. I love Christmas tunes, but, you know, are we ready for a Goo Goo Dolls Christmas? You know, like.
Oh, come on. Oh. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played you the song yet. I'll play that a little later on in the show. Decorating hacks. Our Christmas trees are up. Mm-hmm. What you can be doing to make yours look oh so special. And Emma Thompson's all got some Christmas ideas for, you know, the actress.
Love Emma Thompson. She's so iconic. Love Actually.
Yeah, no. She wants a sustainable Christmas. I think I'm a bit off her, actually.
Oh, okay. Stop being so anti-sustainability.
No, I'm not. I mean, I love you her, are. So I listened to what she had to say because it was her.
All right, we'll make up our own minds.
We'll get onto that. Let's start. Dinner Christmas rules. Let me run you through a couple of these. Just to take the stress out of Christmas Day. We're doing Christmas at our house this year. We've already started putting the guest list out. Asked my wife the other day, hey, should we invite this long-lost auntie we haven't seen for a while?
Okay.
And we're like, well, why not? You know, but there are some rules that go along with it. How do you make it easier for yourself? They're saying no shame in buying ready-made meals. I mean, I know you are right up there with baking everything, but imagine if you bought...
Hold on.
I don't know.
What do you mean ready-made? I'm thinking the freezer section at Woolies.
Possibly, yeah. Just put it in the oven.
Christmas dinner in a box.
Possibly.
Wow.
You know, don't overdo the side dishes. Don't feel compelled to wear silly hats. There's all these new rules that take the stress out of Christmas Day. Now, are you one of those ones that feel the stress?
I need the stress.
Do you?
Like, that's what makes me perform. Yeah, like, I think, well, this is not Christmas to me. Like, why would you want to do that? Like, this is the time to make the extra food. This is the time.
The effort.
To bake the turkey that you never do at any other time of the year. Like, this is Christmas. Don't take it away from us.
Look, some of their other rules include no desserts. Desserts are optional.
What? No. Stop. Like, that is not Christmas. Must have dessert. Whose rules are they?
It's my favourite one. Meltdowns are okay. Like, everyone's allowed to have one meltdown each.
Definitely.
Why are you so... I mean, let's unpack this for a second. I kind of like the idea of... When I say ready-made food, all right, you might buy something that you just whack in the oven to reheat. I'm not necessarily thinking of, you know, those TV dinners. But what if you make it really easy for yourself? Like, right now at Coles, you can go and buy, potato salad. Great. We're just going to have potato salad. Done. We're going to buy cold meat. Done. Instead of the elaborate, shake and bake, make it easy on yourself.
I admit, last year, Christmas 2019, I did for the first time buy a Christmas pudding for Christmas Day dessert.
You say it like that's a bad thing. Doesn't everyone do that?
Well,
you make your own, do you?
I've always made it, but I did. You know, I probably did feel like I had a lot on my plate. Was starting to feel the stress a bit, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna buy the pudding. So look, don't skip the pudding. Just buy it. Like, if we are talking shortcuts like that, I agree with that. Just don't say don't have dessert. What are you talking about?
Shouldn't it be more about, hey, it's been a rough year. We acknowledge that. Let's just hang out. You know, if it comes down to a bag of pretzels and a couple of tins of Pepsi Max, does that really matter? You're hanging out.
That's not Christmas lunch.
But isn't the effort enough? I mean, life is... I'm leaning towards this. A scaled-back Christmas I don't hate the idea of. I don't mind it if it's, you know, I don't care what we eat. Mm. I'm actually baking it this year, so it's actually... I'm actually feeling the pressure. But I couldn't care what we ate as long as we had something. I'm going to buy a ham. Do I have to bake it? I will. Would it be easier if I didn't? Yes. Does anyone really care? No.
Well, that is, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I'm reacting to this for me personally. But of course.
No, like, here's why you're reacting.
All right? Why? Okay, here we go. Psychology session.
Here's why you're reacting.
Yes.
Christmas for you is when you get your tires pumped up. This is when you shine, you put on this big hullabaloo show, and that's great. That's what you do. And then you bask in the glory of the compliments of which you deserve. So Christmas is your one time of year to over pump your tires. That's not a bad thing. It's just how you roll. You're good on the compliments. That's great. You deserve it. So if all of a sudden we're taking away an opportunity for a compliment, of course
I don't.
Of course you're going to react like this. You are. Come on.
I'm a bit offended. I don't do it for the compliments.
Maybe not outwardly, but
I do it because I love doing it.
You told me.
Like, I do it because I'm passionate about it.
You told me that your Christmas in July, which was an epic celebration, made you feel warm and gooey all over, and it was you loved the, you know, anyway. Take away the baked meal, you got no compliments.
All right. There are definitely ways you can make shortcuts to cut the stress. You do you. Like, that is fine. If I went to someone's house for Christmas and they were like, we bought the Woolies chickens, exactly, instead of the roast turkey, I'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
I love roast chicken.
Yeah.
Like that is so fine. If it's a bought pudding, that is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I think save yourself 9 hours of boiling it in your pot. Like, agreed.
Yeah.
You do what you want. You know what I saw the other day that I haven't done before, but the HelloFresh, like the meal kits.
Right.
You know, they do a Christmas menu.
What's wrong with that?
If you want that delivered, all the ingredients and the menu delivered to your house, like, awesome.
So you agree with me? We'll pair it back.
I do, but please don't say don't have dessert on Christmas or cut back on the food.
Well, that cuts back on the stress. I get why they say it.
Get someone else to bring the dessert. If that's stressing you out, please don't cut out Christmas dessert.
What would you rather do? Swim in the pool with the kids for 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
which would be lifelong memories on their new pool noodles, or slave over making a pudding that we eat in 17 minutes and you get a few compliments. So what would you rather do? Lifelong memories with the kids or slaving over a hot stove?
Both. I would, because you're not standing there with the pudding. I'd make the pudding while they're at school and then...
what are they at school on Christmas Eve, are they? What school do your kids go to?
Okay.
All right, we get it.
They're at grandparents.
Well, let's move on. All right, okay. So the options are endless.
Look, just get together. You happy. Exactly.
We're talking Christmas Day jumpers in just a second. You're listening to Christmas Podding. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We're talking all things Christmas and Christmas Jumper Day. It's coming up. It's early December, December 13. Does it work in hot climates? They want you to wear your ugly Christmas jumper. And I know Australia had a crack at the ugly Christmas rashie, which was very similar. Are you going to wear your Christmas jumper? Because you and my wife are the only two I know that own one.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear it on December 13, Christmas Jumper Day?
No, it's so hot.
Too hot.
This is why I started doing Christmas in July, because I bought a jumper overseas and wanted an opportunity to wear it. It's just so hot. And I mean, this is why I've now got a bit of a collection of other Christmas clothing.
Yep.
You know, I think I've got a Christmas dress now. I've got a Christmas skirt that I can wear with a short sleeve t-shirt. You know, I think we do need other options here in Australia, especially in Queensland where we live. You know, I love Christmas jumpers, and they really are becoming a thing.
And
because
warm.
Remember last year all the celebrities were posting, like Justin Timberlake was all on board, all the celebs were on it. I love the tradition. I'd maybe like take it to the office in the aircon and wear it for a photo. What about you?
No, I don't do heat. As someone that has lived in a state that is pretty hot for nearly my entire life, I'd have a cold Christmas any day. I'd wear the Christmas t-shirt. I've got two on rotation. What are the two I have?
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
And what goes under the mistletoe stays under the mistletoe. Yeah. That's my favourite. I do love that. So, no, I'd be going Christmas t-shirt. I do believe in Christmas clothing. Oh, wear it all month long.
Oh, yeah.
If you can. Like, your Christmas dress is off the chart.
Mm.
That Mrs. Claus dress that you wear.
Like, I love pulling that out. I mean, Christmas accessories. You know, wear the Christmas earrings, wear the Christmas scrunchie, wear the Santa hat. There's so many options.
Yep. VB did an ugly Christmas jumper in July. I don't know if you saw that. But the beer company did an actual Christmas jumper in July. Perfect time for it.
Okay.
Middle of July,
yeah,
exactly.
That's awesome.
If you get the chance, wear as much Christmas paraphernalia as you can. We are talking Christmas tunes in just a second. Unless you've heard it before, you won't believe who's released a new Christmas album. Is the world ready for it? Do we need it? And can there be too much music at Christmas? We'll find out next on Christmas Podding.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. Our names are Liam and Ness. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We talk all things Christmas. A new Christmas album has been released. Let me play a couple of seconds of this. We all remember this band from the 90s, the Goo Goo Dolls. They have a brand new Christmas CD out. Have a listen to this. This is their version of Let It Snow.
As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Does the world need a Christmas album from the Goo Goo Dolls?
Okay.
Oh, I love the Goo Goo Dolls.
To clarify, is it just covers or is it any originals?
All covers.
Okay. Well,
they're
in
singing
that
the classics.
Case,
they're singing the classics.
In that case, not really, especially when they're not really currently on the scene. But
and not known for it
I
either.
I mean, here's the thing. We keep on saying there's been no Christmas songs since Mariah Carey.
There
like
hasn't.
Nothing worth noting since All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Now, it was the last true big Christmas hit.
Would we like another true big Christmas hit? Sure.
If it worked.
That's right. And to get there, we're going to have to see some songs released. And so every now and then we do. Like I was listening to a Spotify playlist the other day and a couple of songs I didn't know came up. And I was like, I quite like this. Like this is all right. We need new Christmas songs out there in order to one day get that next hit. But if it's just another washed up band singing another album of washed up covers.
Please,
I
totally disagree with you. I think every band has a Christmas album in them. Carrie Underwood's just released one. Now, does she sound like a Christmas singer? Her tone is warm, her heart is good. And I know all the words.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly Clarkson did one last year. Did we hate that? No, I've got no problem with it. They weren't on the radar. And they did bring back a whole warmth of memories when I thought of, you know, the City of Angels soundtrack and Iris was a great song. It was one of the biggest songs of the 90s. Very random.
What does it say about your career when you release the Christmas album?
Well, what did it say about Mariah's, who was the biggest singer at the time when she released hers?
Well, it did very well for her, as we know.
Answer the question. She was the big, if not one of the biggest singers.
But an album of covers.
Yeah.
Is it when you've got nothing else to do? Is it to try and create some relevance again? Because
But who cares? It's Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
I have a thing for Christmas CDs and Christmas movies. I buy them all. Yeah. So, yes, I'll buy this one from the Goo Goo Dolls. It does get me thinking about the non-stop Christmas radio stations. They've been out for the last month or so. There was that station in the UK that wanted to beat the COVID blues, so they put out 24/7 Christmas carols.
Love it.
That's what I'm going to say. Is there too much Christmas music or is it just 24/7 for the whole month?
No, look, that's fine. I love the radio stations as well. The kids and I listen to it in the car quite regularly. So, no, there's not too much Christmas music because you can always just switch channels.
Well, hang on. You're in a walking contradiction. You've just said, why would we want to have a Goo Goo Dolls Christmas album, yet you're happy to hear Christmas songs 24/7?
There's so many out there already. Like, there's enough for...
But how do you think we got there? Because they all released a Christmas album.
For radio stations to do 24/7 Christmas music. Like, there's enough out there.
So we've got too much now, you reckon?
Yeah, we've got enough. We're at capacity. Unless it's new songs, because we need some new songs out there.
I actually hate new Christmas. I hate original Christmas songs.
You don't know them yet.
No, I don't like them. Coldplay tried one a couple of years ago. My Christmas wish.
Christmas Lights?
Yeah.
I love that
horrible
song.
Horrible song. I love it. Great.
Makes me feel warm on the inside.
Yeah, I can't stand it. But I'll listen to this one. Hey,
but Coldplay should do more because I would definitely, if Coldplay did a Christmas album, I would definitely listen to it.
Well, how come Coldplay are allowed to do one, but the Goo Goo Dolls aren't?
Yeah, okay.
You're ageist.
Just my favourite.
You're actually ageist. Pink puts one out. Oh, fantastic. Great idea.
Yeah.
Goo Goo Dolls put one out. Oh, nah. I don't want to know about it yet. Exactly.
Okay. Listen to what you want.
We've got some decorating hacks coming up. The new viral trend. I'm a bit iffy on this one. A Sydney mum has done something that has never been done before. We'll let you know how it can improve your Christmas tree up next.
The most wonderful time of the year starts with a Christmas podcast. You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast where Christmas calls home with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Hey, plenty of our back catalogue as well. Go and check out the old episodes. And don't go anywhere because we release another one of our Christmas classics. We've got a new CD out. I'll give you a sneak peek. Jingle Bell Rock coming up at the end of the show that we've sung ourselves. Bit of a lot of fun with that one. The new Christmas hack. Well done to the Sydney lady who cut out 200 photos of her kids and put them all over her Christmas tree instead of decorations. What do you reckon? Good or bad idea? So, I mean, I see the sentiment. She's put her favourite Christmas things on her tree, yeah. Photos of her kids. Wrapped it in gold. I don't like it.
I would never do this.
Would I? You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like the dud decorations the kids bring home from school. Yeah. Oh, look what we made in playgroup.
You know, they probably have paddle pop frames around them, just like I made in year two for my parents.
She's done it with gold paper, but yes.
Okay.
Gold ribbon.
Why? Like, you see your children every day. Why? No, never. Plus, the whole colour scheme, no, trees are for baubles and nice decorations. Sorry.
That sounds like the second tree for me. So if you're new to the show, we've always had theories on multiple trees. Mm-hmm. One is the showpiece. The other is for the dud decorations. This sounds like the second tree to me. Yeah. Hey, look, great photos of the kids. Not a cheap exercise. You've got to print out 200 photos.
Yeah.
You've got to wrap them all in gold ribbon and hang them up. It's a long exercise.
I can understand it in a couple of contexts. So say, for example, it is COVID year. Yes. Your grandparents are interstate and you haven't seen them in a long time. You do a nice little decoration with your grandparents on it to bring them as part of your celebrations. I can understand that. Yep. That's great. What about someone in the family who's passed away? You know, let's do a special bauble, a special memory of them for the second tree.
That's so morbid.
No, it's not. Like, it's bringing them as part of your celebrations. But to cover the tree with 200 photos of your children who were there in the house?
This went viral. She put this on Instagram and it went everywhere.
Did people like it?
Yeah, they did. They loved it. I'm surprised. I don't see it. I mean, when I wrote this up, I said novel or naff. This is naff. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I agree.
I need a good scheme. Never. I need good baubles. I need decent colours. There's a photo of little Timmy pulling his tongue out. No thanks, Timmy. Not on my Christmas tree.
No.
It's a no from us.
That's a no.
Coming up real soon, all the new flavours in Christmas biscuits. Yay or nay, we'll get to that next on Christmas Podding.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas, with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Our new Christmas biscuits are out in the stores. The digestives are now doing gingerbread and Christmas pudding flavour. This was an instant yes for me. I saw that and went, don't have to ask me twice
all
for
all in for this. Yeah. I love Christmas twists on everyday things. So I think, yep, for sure. I mean, I like to make Christmas biscuits, of course. You know, I prefer the homemade. But in saying that, like when you do Christmas flavours, like who can walk past that in the shops? I think it's a perfect marketing opportunity and, yep,
Think gingerbread, anything ginger, just reeks of Christmas. I love Christmas pudding flavoured ice cream. You know, the Coles do it every year. They do like flavoured Christmas ice cream.
Yes, I love that.
They do that as well. I've spent a lot of time this week online searching for any company overseas that will send me Christmas flavoured food. So last year when we were in the UK, name drop, we went to the UK last year for our Christmas.
Did you?
We did. And I don't mention that enough on this show. I'm trying to pay for itself by mentioning it many, many times.
Yeah.
They had turkey stuffing chips. So, you know, packets of chips, bags of chips in the flavour of turkey stuffing.
Aren't chip flavours getting just crazy lately?
They also had pigs in blanket flavoured chips, all Christmas themed. The best chips I've ever had in my life. Might have bought 5 packets while I was over there. Have now been searching websites to see if anyone's they're coming. Do you reckon anyone ships to Australia?
No
one.
How on earth do they put those flavours into a chip? Like, I'm really baffled.
Because they're not real flavours. Like,
yeah,
it's,
I know,
they're made
but
in the
every
lab.
Time, like, every time I go to the shops now, there's a new chip flavour that's something so random.
You know what we are missing? You might remember this, but back in the, because you were oh so young, but back in the 90s when I was also oh so young.
Yeah.
You know how Sunny Hood, Sunny.
Honey Soy.
Honey Soy, sorry.
Sunny Hoy.
You know that Sunny Hoy flavour? Oh, well.
Vault and Siniger.
That's Hang on a second. Back in the 90s, it was baked ham. There were baked ham chips.
Really?
You don't remember them? Baked ham was everywhere in the 90s. Like it was they had none of this honey soy chicken, and all of a sudden baked ham was just gone.
Do you mean
gone.
As a Christmas flavor?
No,
like was standard.
It was every day.
Wow, so they were ahead of their time, really.
Where is baked ham gone in the chips?
That's a very good question.
I think about it regularly.
Okay, I can feel a letter coming on. You need to put pen to paper and write to the company.
I love honey soy chips. I love chicken flavored chips. Yep. But ham was actually better.
Okay.
And ham reeks of Christmas as well. Yeah. Bring it back. And if anyone's got friends in the UK that can send over, I mean, I've got relatives.
A care package to their poor friend in Australia.
Oh, I just want some of those. You try turkey stuffing chips were Christmas in a packet.
Turkey.
So good.
I love that idea.
As soon as we move from here, I'm going straight down and buying some gingerbread Christmas biscuits right now.
You do that.
Dame Emma Thompson says we should have a sustainable Christmas. She's about to enter my naughty list. And I'm a big fan. I've loved her for a long time. Not so much anymore. We'll tell you why next.
We're talking all things Christmas. You've downloaded Christmas Podding, a podcast that celebrates Christmas. With your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. Our names are Liam and Ness. Don't go anywhere because we're wrapping up the show with a brand new Christmas song that we've just recorded for you, part of our Christmas 2020 CD. We'll get to that soon, but we do love Emma Thompson from our favourite Christmas movie of all time.
Imagine your husband bought a gold necklace and come Christmas gave it to somebody else.
I am so in the wrong. A classic fool.
Yes, but you fools have made a fool out of me. You've made the life I lead foolish too.
Dame Emma Thompson, if you don't mind, from Love Actually and all the other amazing movies she's been in. She's now demanding people rent their Christmas trees. We get rid of the tinsel, wrap your presents in scarves or shopping bags that you bring home, all in an effort to save the planet. She's asking for a sustainable Christmas.
Wow.
And I love Emma Thompson, but I was almost offended when I heard her say this.
Rent a Christmas tree?
Yeah. I don't understand.
I've never even heard of that concept.
Get over fake Christmas trees. You have them for 20 years.
Yeah.
Like they're just...
Yeah, that is actually very sustainable.
It is.
When you invest in a good Christmas tree.
I absolutely agree. What do you think of Emma's idea to save the planet?
You know, we've talked lots of environmentally friendly ideas on this podcast. So you know that we definitely support a lot of these sustainable measures. We really do. Like reusing things.
No, we don't.
We've done whole big episodes on...
I have never... once agreed on a sustainable Christmas. I've talked a lot about them.
Yeah.
I'm not saving the paper.
No, but even the way you've spoken about re-giving instead of throwing out. Like there are little things.
I've been saving the planet for a very long time.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. You know, part of Christmas though, like what about the beautifully wrapped presents under the tree, matching paper?
My favourite memory of last year's Christmas was wrapping the presents on Christmas Eve with my wife for the kids.
Yeah.
So now Emma wants us to wrap them in a scarf.
Yeah.
Or put them in an Aldi bag.
It's different. Look.
Imagine that, an Aldi bag.
Here's what I think at the end of the day. We can all do our bit. We all can't do everything. We can't be everything to everyone. You know, we have to make our own decisions and choose our level. If your way of sustainability is to have a re-give cupboard, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. If your way of sustainability this year is to reuse your wrapping paper, well done. If you are focusing on less food wastage and using leftovers, that is awesome.
Count me in for that.
I feel like let's not put the guilts on for not doing everything. Perhaps choose what is important to you. And do one or two little things.
It's one of the wisest things you've ever said on this show.
Thank you. People
don't come to this podcast for wisdom, Vanessa.
No. No, they don't. Wow. But today they are getting it.
Well, I agree. And I think that the fact that people demonise Christmas and say, oh, the excess and the paper. Yeah. That's it. It's the one time a year we can let loose and go, geez, I'm so glad this year's over. Geez, I'm so glad I'm spending time with family
and friends.
Let's enjoy life. The fact that we've clocked up another 365 days. Just do it and have fun. I mean, wrapping up a present in an Aldi bag.
Like,
why bother?
The kids are going to go, oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Who? Okay.
I'm going to be honest. I still love her.
Oh, me too.
Emma Thompson.
My heart is still broken for her.
Oh, when her husband cheated on her in Love Actually.
Yeah.
I think that would go down in, as one of the greatest Christmas movie scenes.
Absolutely.
Of all
like
time.
Her acting is just spectacular. Anyway.
We still have beating hearts.
Do something that is important to you, but don't feel the guilt.
Mm. We're wrapping up with your mailbag real soon. The letters, direct messages and all the stuff you've sent us in the last week, plus our latest offering, our Christmas tune that we've recorded. We've been to the studio. We're going to wrap up the show with that up next.
You're listening to Christmas Podding, a podcast all about Christmas with your hosts, Ness Gibson and Liam Renton.
This is Christmas Podding. We talk all things Christmas. We're about to wrap up the show with a brand new Christmas tune that we've recorded for you, part of our 2020 Christmas CD, bit of Jingle Bell Rock action. It's us. It's us singing on this track.
It's us.
Before we go, mailbag, you can get in touch with us numerous ways.
Yep.
Via the Facebook page, it's probably the best thing to do. What have we got this week?
Look, this is our new favourite segment, really, our Christmas mailbag.
You
and
love
it's
this segment,
it's
don't
just
you?
Going off with the fans. So thank you for those who have been getting
really?
In touch.
I only saw one DM this week.
You can absolutely get in touch via the Facebook page.
And we already knew it.
We are putting. Can we just go with the smoke and mirrors for now?
Why stop now?
Okay. I went to my letterbox this afternoon and here was a letter.
Oh, wow.
A couple of messages. So thank you. Do get in touch anytime. First of all, Carl is loving our new songs.
Is he?
He is loving
thank
the
you,
new
Carl.
Songs.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, he's appreciating the fact that we recorded. Now, he did put in a request, which unfortunately we couldn't follow through with. He did want the Band-Aid version of It's Christmas Time.
Oh, right. We thought about it. We've recorded a whole heap of new ones. And shout out to our producer. We did two versions of each.
Yeah.
And he's left the mistakes in. And I'm like, hang on, man. Like, that's why we did two versions.
So you cut
out the mistakes.
Look, he's just keeping everyone on their toes, really. Anyway, you know, we took that feedback on board, Carl. Thank you for the suggestion. Sadly, we couldn't do it this time around, but who knows? Maybe there'll be another opportunity.
A new tune in just a matter of seconds.
Let us know what you think of the new songs because we had a lot of fun recording them and we hope that you are singing along at home as well. Now, we also had a lovely message from Mel. Mm. On Facebook, who is a long-time listener. She's loving the festive cheer. She wants some advice on the gingerbread house, which she's listened to the previous podcast where I have multiple times talked about getting a silicon mold to do the gingerbread house, which cuts out 10 steps in your process and makes it so easy. So she wanted a gingerbread recipe for that. So I have shared that, the Chef's Toolbox recipe.
Oh, right.
Is
that on our Facebook page?
And the tip, it is on the Facebook page. And my main tip to her is overbake that gingerbread a bit more than 5-10 minutes more than you usually would to really crisp up that gingerbread so that you don't have a collapsing gingerbread house. As much as you might like chewy gingerbread, soft, chewy, this is not the time for chewy. Make it crispy.
I would love to borrow your gingerbread mold this year. I think it's a great activity with the kids.
Yep.
So much fun.
I will lend it to you for sure.
Thank you. Please get in touch with us.
Anytime.
Love your letters. We'd love to know what you think of the show. We've got lots of international listeners as well. This is Australia's only Christmas podcast. And we're really happy to be here with you every week. So much so that we've released a Christmas CD only available on this show. We basically went back to the studio. We'd done 6 tracks a couple of years ago. We've done 5 more. So they came up all right, I'll be honest with you. They were pretty good. I was happy with them.
Yeah.
You know, not so much?
You know, I was a bit hesitant right from the start.
Why? You're so good.
But I think they're fine. But
fine?
Oh, look, I just, you know.
These are great.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a different level. We're used to listening to Christmas music that is by the professionals and, you know.
Your standards are too high. You've got this gold star standard. I'm more a platinum gold type of guy myself.
Go the fake. The fake version.
I like this one. This is us. We love to sing out the show with a bit of us. This is Liam Ness. Jingle Bell Rock. We'll play this for you right now. Look, we are the podcast taking care of Christmas. As we always like to say, it's never too early.
Never too late.
To wish someone a Merry Christmas.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in jingle bell square. In the frosty air, what a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time. Gliding in a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle around the clock. Mix and a mingle in the jingling feet. That's the jingle bell rock.
time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, snowing and blowing up bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime in jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's a swell time to go gliding on a one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock. Mix and mingle in a jingling feet. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell
meant to be offensive. It's true. You are a words girl. You are absolutely yeah, words of affirmation.
You're making me sound really mean.
Not mean, needy.
That too.
You're not mean. You're just really needy. I'm happy to pump up your tires. I think you,
I'm not asking you to.
But I'm happy to.
Like, okay, well, do it. I won't say no.
I think you are the best at Christmas of anyone I know, and I honestly mean that. All right, Christmas Day jumpers. You can tell I must be tired. I couldn't even think of it.
Sunny Hoy.
I couldn't even think of it. Sunny Hoy. What? It doesn't sound
sunny,
right.
Sunny
it doesn't sound right. What is that Sunny Hoy flavour?
You need more sleep.
That's the Jingle Bell Run.
I think we held it too long. Okay. Nailed it.